Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9. They were just trying to intimidate us, imagining that they could discourage us and stop the work. So I continued the work with even greater determination. Nehemiah was a remarkable leader, but I'm particularly struck by his amazing resilience. Almost anyone can lead an organization when circumstances are easy and everything's going to plan. The real test of leadership is what happens when you're living with constant pressure and an endless supply of discouragements. From the very beginning of his heroic rebuilding operation, Nehemiah had been mocked and threatened. The opposition intensified with time. No one would have blamed him for throwing in the towel and complaining about the unfair way in which he'd been treated, but he didn't. He not only hung in there, but continued the work with even greater determination. Whatever you do in life, there will be times when the going is so tough that it looks as if the only sensible thing to do is to resign and move away. I'm not denying that there are some occasions when that's the right response. But normally God's calling to us is to keep going despite all the problems, just like Nehemiah did. This requires a combination of character and faith. As we trust God, He's shaping our Christian character, and with time, that grows and matures and becomes more secure and courageous. The wobbliness of our early Christian lives is replaced by a security and confidence as the Holy Spirit takes fuller control of our lives. But none of that happens unless we have a growing faith rooted in the love and power of God. Nehemiah offers us an inspiring example of what that can look like in the midst of the most intense challenges. So let me ask you a question. In what situations do you particularly need to show resilience at present? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you equip us for every challenge that we have to face. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.